Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as I continue to broadcast live from the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, Raleigh, North Carolina, I should say. I'm actually at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, their convention, which they move around different places every year. Last year it was in Pittsburgh. Next year it's going to be in Milwaukee, if I remember correctly. This year it's in Raleigh, and in the great state of North Carolina. As you know, folks, I'm a huge supporter of Chambers of Commerce. I've been a member of my own chamber since 1997. I was only three when I joined, and I've got another chamber executive to join us this half hour to talk to us about not only about chambers, but he's also going to talk to us about how chambers work together. And he's got a new program that's probably going to be coming to a community near you. Aaron Nelson, President and CEO of Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Thank
you. Hi there.
It appears that we've...
I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead. Aaron, talk to us about what you do at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. Our Chamber of Commerce serves a market area of probably about 150,000. We've got just about 850 members in the best college town in America. It's nice to win a national championship every once in a while. That helps a lot for the downtown economy. And we, like most chambers, are trying to figure out how to provide members with real value in tough times.
Right.
So we work on six main... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So sort of a few key things that we focus on. We want to figure out how to help our members access potential clients and customers. We want to help advocate for their business interests, local government. We want to help them make and save money by negotiating discounts on key products and services. We want to help build a great community where they can thrive.
Right. How has 2009 added a degree of difficulty for you guys?
Well, it is not as easy as it used to be. I mean, there was a period of time 10 years ago where people joined the Chamber of Commerce because it was the right thing to do, or because their daddy was a member, or because it was in their civic culture, a sense of community pride. Chamber members now want to know what value you are delivering to them. And as chamber executives, I don't think we can expect anybody's investment unless we earn it. And so that value premise is one that we're going to have to demonstrate. Let folks know exactly what it is that we're doing for them, how we're helping them make and save money, and deliver to them real value.
Right, absolutely. Well, and you know, I made a suggestion to Harvey Schmidt with the Raleigh Chamber in the previous interview. I came up with this idea. I had this brainstorm, Aaron, that we'd come up with a plaque that would send all of our chamber members. That would say that on top in 3-inch red letters, it would say still, and then below that, a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think you can go there, or you can give everybody a special one and says, I stuck with you in 2009.
How about this? I survived 2009 with my chamber. How about that?
Exactly.
We got,
my chamber.
I'm serious. I'm kind of having a little fun with this, Aaron. But I think we need to have those kinds of things. I mean, I think we need to get people to help them realize that they've got ownership in this. What do you think?
No, I think that's real important. And the companies that survive this will be well positioned to lead and thrive.
Right. Absolutely.
When things start ticking up.
Absolutely. Aaron, talk to us for a minute about how chambers like yours work together with other chambers, with neighboring chambers, instead of competing with them? What do you think?
Well, I think that that's one of the key ways that we're going to have to build successful regions. There was a time in which we were all siloed up, right? We paid very close attention to our geography.
Right, right.
And we pushed on the edges where we bumped into people. And the reality is that business, it's one big labor shed. Our employees drive across community boundaries all the time. Our businesses do business all over the place, and our chambers need to be partnering with each other to make our regions successful. And chambers are doing it very well all over the place. I'm very proud of how we work together in here in the Research Triangle region, where Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Carpenter, by 30 chambers of commerce in this region. We come together for a regional legislative agenda on the state level. We meet regularly to talk to each other about regional challenges and opportunities.
When a job comes to the region, it helps every chamber and every member of every chamber. Hold on to that. We're going to talk some more about this with Aaron Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, right after these messages. We're also going to talk about this program, this new program, that you're going to be hearing about in your area pretty soon. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
It took me by surprise.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, we are flying high.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for hanging out there and checking it out. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. Check out my the link over to where you can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, lots of stuff there. Everything under the small business sun that you can imagine, there's some information there that will help you, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Aaron Nelson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and that's right here in the Raleigh-Durham area. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, broadcasting for the American Chamber of Commerce Executive Convention, and which I have been now for many years and plan to do for many years in the future because of my undying support and devotion to chambers, the important work that they do. You've heard me talk about it many times on the show, and as you know, I always ask you, if you're not a member of a chamber, of your local chamber, I want to know why. Aaron, talk. One of the things that I've seen quite often is the way one chamber will get an idea for something that then they really hit on something. It's really a good idea, and they actually develop it, and ultimately somebody says, wait a minute, this could go nationwide. And they take it nationwide. I've seen this many times before. I'm in the middle of a project like that right now with the Cleveland Small Business Group Cozy that's going on right now. We're going to launch it at the convention this year. But you're working on something yourself, and I want you to tell the audience about it.
Sure, we're running a program called Green Plus. We've spent the last 2 years listening to small businesses talk to us about their interest and figuring out where their space is around this whole big trend around green and sustainable.
Right.
All the big businesses, Fortune 500, et cetera, have all picked up a vice president for sustainability. Our members are seeing all of the marketing power in and around that space. Their customers are starting to ask them about their performance. Their new employees, particularly college grads, want to know. And at home, their 13-year-olds kicking their butt about it, right? And so
uh-huh.
We have to figure out how to
course. Of course, if anybody doesn't understand, when we're talking about green, we're talking about energy efficiency, alternative energies,
right.
Saving the planet, being more conscious of how we behave with the resources that we consume and the waste that we produce, right, Aaron?
And so when I say green, that's what I mean, exactly that. But it's not just about protecting the planet and building a great future for our children. It's about making money. It's about saving money. It's about
it's
helping
not just,
you be more
it's not just the right thing to do. It's good business, isn't it?
It is exceptionally good business. And we are helping small business focus not only on green, but this new concept of sustainability. And by that, what I mean is that we are good environmental stewards. We are investing in our community through corporate citizenship and volunteerism and civic participation. And then we're building strong economies. And that if we can balance that environmental stewardship, that social responsibility, and that economic prosperity and help small businesses align themselves with this global trend, then I think that we can help them compete successfully, help them differentiate themselves in a competitive marketplace, and help them make money and save money by doing the right thing.
So talk to us about this. You call it Green Plus.
We do. It's got a website.
Go ahead.
The website is gogreenplus.org, and it is designed
Hold on, Aaron. Gogreenplus.org, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to make sure. And by the way, that's going to be on the test later. Go ahead, Aaron.
That's right. And so it is designed. We've spent 2 years beta testing the program, partnering with universities, faculty, and graduate students to help advise us, and working with small businesses across the country. And we went live in April, and it is designed. We partner with your Chamber of Commerce, and your Chamber of Commerce rolls this program out in your community to help small businesses show off to their customers and to their clients their commitment to green and sustainable. Let me say, the biggest thing that happened in green and sustainable in the last several years happened last week at Walmart. Last week at Walmart, they set out three new aspirational objectives. One, that they would go zero waste. Two, that they would try to pull exclusively renewable energy, and set out a third goal about sustainability as well. According to the New York Times, we'll now turn to their 100,000 suppliers and ask them to fill out a 15-question questionnaire about their environmental practices and their social practices. This is a great tipping, a big thing happening across the country. And as chambers, our responsibility is to help our members be prepared for big trends and to help them compete in them and to help them differentiate themselves. And so this program is designed to do exactly that, to teach small businesses how to go green, how to be better invested in their community, and how to be more economically successful. And then it gives them a brand, Green Plus, so that they can, so that their customers and their clients can know about their commitment.
Aaron, one of the things that I'm so happy about what you guys are doing and the leadership that you're taking in this on this topic in this area is that it demonstrates to America, and it should demonstrate to our political class, that this is the way business responds in an innovative and a productive way to an issue that we're all concerned about. And it's not required that we pass laws that we impose on people that are punitive. That if all we got to do is just encourage the marketplace, and the marketplace will come through. And I'd like, on the other side of these messages, I'm going to get you to respond to that. I've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm also going to ask Aaron to talk to us about how his chamber, what are some of the things that his chamber is doing to help small businesses. And we'll do that right after these messages. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Clearly, that's the small business anthem right there, the Atlanta Rhythm section. Do it or die. Stand your ground. Don't let the bad times get you down. 2009, we need to hear that over and over again, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. And we're broadcasting live from the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the annual convention. We're whooping it up on behalf of Chambers of Commerce, and by association, we're whooping it up on behalf of small businesses. Aaron Nelson is with us. He's our friend and a new friend, I should say, and soon-to-be old friend, President and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, a neighbor of Raleigh. And one of the things I was saying when we went to the break, Aaron, is we were talking about your Green Plus plan, where you're actually allowing small businesses and chambers across the country to join your movement to take advantage of the best practices and to adopt this approach to green, to being environmentally sensitive. I was saying that, in my opinion, this is an example of how the marketplace is responding to this without anybody passing any laws. What do you think?
I agree. There is a business leadership position on environmentalism and green and sustainable, and we need to fill that void. If we are going to back away from this, then we'll get regulated. If we can step into the space and say, here's the business leadership position on it, we're going to give our members easy-to-use, actionable information about improving their performance, and that we can say to those who are interested in seeing the government or whoever else, and that we can demonstrate that we are making a big difference and that we're able to do it creatively, entrepreneurially, harnessing the power of capitalism in order to make that change.
Right. Absolutely. Aaron, talk to us a little bit about what your chamber is doing to help your small businesses.
We are getting right up close with them right now. lots of one-on-one conversation, lots of direct service to them. We just did a program called Chamber CEO for Hire, where any of my members could have me come work for them for the day. And so I spent the day in 7 businesses, and I was a short order cook, and I put people in, I fitted people in shoes, and I'll be driving a paver at a construction company, and it is that direct, I know, danger. But we are getting directly into their businesses and learning exactly what it is that they need, the resources that they need right now. And what we're hearing that is help us unpack this stimulus package, help us access clients and customers, help us be efficient and smart and sensible, help us grow our marketing, and give us that network where we can make contact with our peers, and we can share practices, and also, you know, some of it is about just talking to a group of people who are facing similar things, and that power that gives those members when we can convene them for our networking events, and they can, some of them celebrate each other's successes and console each other sometimes when it's not going exactly like they'd like it to.
The unemployment rate in the Carolinas is pretty high, isn't it?
It is. We are up over 10%. I think that puts us in the top 10 states in the nation. Our region, in the Research Triangle region, is very fortunate. In our county in particular, we just peaked at 6% in our market. The power of the university, the power of our public sector partnered with the private sector, gives us a very strong economy.
Right, exactly. What are you hearing from, when you talk to small business members, what are they telling you about their challenges? What are some of the typical things you're hearing from them?
Well, new business, people who've not been through a cycle like this are nervous. They are anxious.
Yeah.
And dealing with that anxiety. It is hard to be planful and creative when you're in crisis. And so if we can take some of the edge off the anxiety and help people make a little bit of space, talk them through some planning for the future, they are saddened by having to let go of some key employees for a short period of time. They are trying to access capital, which is still incredibly complicated and difficult. I will say we are blessed by having, it's nice to have some local banks sometimes, as well as having the big boys and girls in your market, because our local banks have really stepped up. And when you don't sell the paper, it gives you a whole lot of control.
Exactly. Aaron, I've got to wrap it up, but before we go, I want you to give us a couple of websites. Give us your chamber website and remind us about the Green Plus website.
Got it, and thank you for that opportunity. Our chamber's website is Carolina Chamber, carolinachamber.org, and our Green Plus program is GoGreenPlus.org.
And any chamber or any small business, wherever they are, can go to that website and glom onto your, take advantage of your program, right?
Absolutely. We got webinars and trainings, and we're happy to help folks compete in this space.
Thank you, Aaron, for your leadership. Thanks for all you do, and we'll see you next time. Actually, we'll see you later today. Thanks, Aaron Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I got one more hour. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.